Haskell, Brother and Sister, Elmshaven, St. Helena, California, February 17, 1906. Dear Brother and Sister Haskell, the first thing I did this morning after building my fire, taking a cold sponge bath, and seeking the Lord in prayer was to read your letter. I was glad to get it. Now I want to say a few words to you. Take all the comfort possible in your visit. Do not begrudge, Brother Haskell, the time given to those who are your relatives by marriage. If you have some difficulties with your limbs, be very thankful to the Lord that it is not your brain. If your brain were affected, then the whole man would be useless. Just thank the Lord and be of good courage. Use olive oil freely. Put a few drops of eucalyptus oil in some olive oil and rub your limbs well with this. I think that you will then realize a change for the better. I wish that I could be with you in visiting your relatives and my friends, but that is impossible. We will meet you at Loma Linda, unless something comes to hinder that we do not now anticipate. The cities near Loma Linda have never been thoroughly worked, and we are expecting that you will engage in this work. This is your place. In connection with Sister Haskell and others whom you may select, you may do the very work that the Lord would have done. Do not fret or be troubled. We expect to see the work done that the Lord has declared should be done, and we shall see you doing this work and may be able to help you now and then. If we could only get a little press, it might be a great blessing. The discourses given could be published in leaflet form and scattered widely. The work of circulating our publications must be started. Your canvassers, if you can find those whom you can use, will be able to act an important part in this. I am getting where I shall soon be able to speak to the people again. When I was last at Loma Linda and Redlands, I was sick and not able to do much public speaking. Redlands and the other cities near Loma Linda are to be worked. We will do all we can to help you. Just do what the Lord gives you to do. His power is pledged to you. Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, "All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth." This embraces the whole world. Go ye, therefore, and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you alway, even unto the end of the world. Matthew 28, verse 18-20. You have your orders. Go.